Okay, I'm joined by Mike Fox after Ballylander's 3-point victory over Napiershiach. Mike, hard fought in the end, proverbial game of two halves out there, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. The wind was a massive factor. We spoke about it at halftime. You know, it was like being up against you know, an extra man, maybe an extra 2 men, that wind, you know, it was impossible to shoot, even get a walking, or, you know, a quick out to, you know, it's hard to find someone from him, you're really pinned in. So it was definitely a game of two halves, you know, and we knew that, but at the same time the wind wasn't going to win the first in the second half. I think the boys upped it in the second half big time, even.
Yeah, I think Mona Lean, last I checked, it looked like they were getting the job done, so you couldn't be relying on other results to go your way. I had to go out and then do it for yourselves.
Yeah, we spoke about all week, like, you know, we didn't want to come in, you don't want to come in defeat and you're checking the phones and hoping, like, you want to, you know, going into the next round, into the qualifying, you really want to with a win or with a result, you know. So we didn't want to rely on St. Sinan's, you know, or a dare to do a favour for us. So, you know, we really want to do it ourselves, you know, and that's what the boys spoke about again all week, you know. It was win when case we can afford to not win. It was a case of we're going out to win this game, you know what I mean. So look, again, as I said, the players stood up in the second half and fought to the very end there, you know.
Yeah, and I suppose the bench played its part. Kieran O'Callaghan, if I'm not mistaken, he got 1-1, if not slightly more. The penalty was the main part. Were you frustrated to see that your man was pulled down by Ronan Lynch, or was it just a case of, were you thinking that if it was the other way around, you'd have liked to have seen your player stop him in any way, any means necessary?
Yeah, you look, yeah, of course, yeah, you that's what you do. That's what you do. You know, it could be the yard inside, yard outside. You know, that's what you do. If it was down the end, last puck of the ball, or last kick of the ball, I'm sure one of the boys would have done it. But, you know, Callaghan came on, yeah, we got 1-2. Arna Mahoney came on, won the penalty kick, 2 points. James Kirby came on, he made a block down there at the end. Mihal Rock came on, Hilderman, you know, scoreless. Look, every one of them, Arna Mahoney came on, made a run down here, created a score. So, look, every one of them, look, they aren't starting or bullying that they're not starting, and, you know, they're even takeovers, which is great, you know what I mean? So that's all you ask for, you know.
Yes, I suppose the inter-county game is showing that, and it's filtering through the club game. It is more than a 15-man game now. It really is about having 22 strong players. Finally, just to cap off, the next round, we're not sure of the permutations yet. We're waiting on a few games tomorrow evening, but is there any preferred route, or is there any way? You haven't probably didn't look past today, did you?
No, of course not. You know what I mean? And I think the good thing about the Limerick County Championship is, you know, we're all even. You know what I mean? It's on the day. You know, it's on the day. So whoever turns up on the day, or whoever performs on the day, gets the result. Generally, you know, there's actually, you know, there's no 1 mile ahead of anyone else in Limerick football. You know what I mean? I think everyone will give everyone a game. You know, regardless of who you draw. You know what I mean? So, look, we look forward to it next weekend or the weekend after. We look forward to it, and all we can do is prepare for it.
Yeah, thanks very much.
No problem at all. Thanks, Dad.
Yeah.